In this episode of Talking Assets, I sit down with Brother Jerry Fitzgerald, the accounting goat, the greatest of all time. In this first segment, in this opening segment, Brother Jerry talks about how he ended up at LaSalle.
Yes, I grew up down here in Mount Airy, which is about a mile down the road, where the students nowadays go down to Wawa. And then I always tell them, learn something from when you go down there to Wawa. I tried to make the classroom as realistic as possible so that when we talk about the accounting principles, we apply them to everyday life, so that I use the clothing that they wear, the sneakers and shoes and Crocs that they wear, as perfect examples of assets and trademarks and things that sell. So then we can get them involved with thinking about accounting as an everyday topic. You see, you know, we define it as the language of business. Well, it's the language of business for everybody, no matter what your major: history, English, religion, marketing, finance. Everybody has to know the accounting and has to be a part of it. So that application is what I try to do in each and every class.
In this next segment, Brother Jerry talks about his influences. Who influenced him as a teacher? Where did he get his style from?
Dr. Markman, Joe Markman, and Dr. Jack Reardon were my two most favorite professors, and they approached the accounting principles in that very realistic, understanding way. And I said once to Dr. Reardon, you know, it's interesting. I wake up a lot of mornings and I'm thinking about what I'm going to teach. He said, yeah, that's absolutely it. If you love what you're doing, you're going to think about it all the time. And that to me was a perfect start. So I kept doing that over these 55 years, and here we are.
Before I was a colleague of Brother Jerry's in LaSalle's accounting department, I was once his student. And as a student, I remembered Brother Jerry's class as having lots and lots of energy. Brother Jerry would do things like write on the wall with chalk, and he would put shoes on his head and talk about shoe stores, and he would put chairs on top of the tables, and he would write on the windows, and he would tear dollar bills in half, and he would do all these crazy things, and they made you remember accounting. And so I talked to Brother Jerry in the next segment about where that style came from. Where did he pick that up?
That interesting you mentioned that, because that goes back to Dr. Reardon. My personality is very reserved until I get in front of a classroom. And then I noticed the stuff that Dr. Reardon did, and I said, that's me. For example, he would go over to the window in the classroom and he would talk out the window to the students that were out there. Well, the students were behind him, and then he would do things like write on the wall and roll the shades down and write on the shade with his chalk, of course, which is one of the things I thought I was going to miss when we moved into Founders Hall. But you can still write on the windows in here.
With the whiteboard, yep.
And it erases right off. But taking my acting personality and applying it into the classroom has been what I've been doing for years and years and years. And it always seems to be the thing that students remember the most.
So Brother Jerry got this idea to act outlandish and bizarre in class, writing on walls, tearing dollar bills in half, sticking his nose on windows, yelling out the door. He got this idea from one of his former professors. So I had to know, Brother Jerry, was this spontaneous? Did you do these things spontaneously? Or did you plan this ahead of time?
No, that was very intentional. And that's one of the things I picked up from Dr. Reardon, to do bizarre things. And the students will then remember the topic because it's associated with that activity that you did. And it seems to have worked over the years. also, a lot of times students come in with the mindset that accounting is boring. So you have to show them right up front that it isn't boring. You can make it boring, but it isn't. It's exciting. It's interesting. It's just as exciting as any other course that you think you like.
Some of you may not know that Brother Jerry got his start in teaching at West Catholic High School in Philadelphia. So he was not always a professor at LaSalle University. He started teaching in a high school. And when he first came to LaSalle, his full-time position was the director of admissions. So he worked in our admissions department when he first got to LaSalle. So Brother Jerry in the next segment talks a little bit about how he transitioned from teaching at West Catholic High School to teaching at LaSalle University.
Oh, he was absolutely, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And which is also interesting how I got hired. There was no job search or vitae or any of that. It was kids that I had taught at West Catholic.
Okay.
I taught them elementary accounting. They came here as students. One of them was Michael Brooks. And they would relay to Markman and Reardon how Brother Jerry was such a great teacher and blah, 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 making my head bigger and bigger. And when I got assigned here, they automatically just took me in. And
Brother Jerry's teaching style is also influenced by his Christian brother background. So the Christian Brothers seek to meet students where they are. And so in the next segment, Brother Jerry talks about his philosophy of making students comfortable because when students are comfortable, they learn the best.
Yes,
feel that way also?
Absolutely, totally true, yeah. When the student is at ease, and I try to emphasize you don't have to get the right answer, but you have to do your best work, then once they're comfortable, then they do get the right answer. But if they come in with the attitude that they have to have everything correct, it doesn't work.
You're afraid.
They get afraid, yeah.
Yeah. Or was it just instinct?
Exactly what it was. It was just instinct. It was me looking at the material that was in the first chapter and taking that and applying it to the students in front of me.
He is, right?
Right, exactly. And I think that's another one of the things that I guess I picked up by osmosis back when I started teaching. The large majority of the faculty were Christian Brothers, and their style sort of rubbed off on me. Of how they interacted with the students, very professionally in the classroom and very personally outside the classroom.
Okay.
And that was the case too here. Now it turned out here, I was the only brother in the business school, but throughout the campus, there were 50, 60 brothers, and their style of running the classroom and interacting with the students outside the classroom rubbed off on me.
In the next segment, Brother Jerry talks briefly about the mission of the Christian Brothers.
Education.
Education only, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like students, when they come in and they meet a brother, they think we're like junior priests or something. But we have absolutely no association at all with the priests. It's strictly a religious group of teachers. And you don't have to be teaching religion. You can be teaching anything. You know, you hear the expression around together and by association.
Yeah.
That is a big theme of the International Order of the Christian Brothers.
In this final segment, Brother Jerry talks about his love for teaching and his plans for the future.
And so are you still enjoying it?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Still now, I'll tell you what I did not enjoy was talking to that camera on the Zoom when we had to go online with the COVID stuff. Oh man, that was torture. Torture. Yeah. I was so glad this semester that we're back in person. Yeah. And people say to me upon occasion, are you going to retire? And what are you going to do when you retire? And I start to think, I don't know. I don't want to retire. I want to die with my boots on. I can't imagine being retired because I don't have any hobbies. Yeah. The hobbies that I used to have, I pretty much have grown out of, in the sense that I'm afraid to go skiing on the mountains. At my age, you break a hip with little or no trouble, and you never are sure you're not going to fall when you're out skiing. So yeah. I backed out of that. I used to do sailboat in the summer.
Oh, really?
And I just decided that I was old enough now to, I knew enough how to do it. I didn't need to do it anymore. So in terms of hobbies and activities, the only one I have is teaching. So I'm going to keep doing that.